Saudi Arabia is building its first nuclear reactor. It's small, and nuclear-powered electricity is an important part of Saudi Arabia's plans for its future. But as NPR's Jeff Brumfiel reports, there may be an ulterior reason for the interest in nukes.
Right now, Saudi Arabia generates its electricity with fossil fuels.
They're one of the few countries that actually uses oil for electricity. Most countries stopped doing that in the 70s.
Sharon Squassoni is at George Washington University. It's totally obvious why Saudi Arabia does this. They have lots of oil and natural gas. But looking to the future, the Saudi government predicts that oil will be more valuable as an export. So starting in the late 2000s, Saudi Arabia began pursuing an ambitious plan to start a nuclear energy program. Even after the 2011 nuclear disaster in Japan, Squassoni says Saudi Arabia kept at it.
Most countries were walking away from nuclear, but they decided, look, this is our long-term plan.
Which she finds a little puzzling, given that the country is perfectly suited for other kinds of less costly electricity production, particularly renewables.
They have these vast deserts. It'd be pretty easy, I would think, to put out big solar farms.
Squassoni's background is in arms control, and she's worried that Saudi Arabia might be interested in nuclear technology for a different reason, nuclear weapons. Why? Because of their chief rival in the region.
The big thing is Iran.
Its nuclear program has had military dimensions in the past, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Speaking last year on CBS's 60 Minutes, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said if Iran got a nuke, Saudi Arabia would too.
Saudi Arabia does not want to acquire any nuclear bomb. But without a doubt, if Iran developed a nuclear bomb, we will follow suit as soon as possible.
Bin Salman's words matter because Saudi Arabia's nuclear plans are moving from paper to reality. Recent satellite images show construction is underway on its first research reactor on the outskirts of Riyadh. Aaron Stein is director of the Middle East program at the Foreign Policy Research Institute. He says this new reactor is too small and too low power to be of any use in bomb making.
This is not something that a country would engage upon for a weapons program.
In fact, even large civilian nuclear power plants can't be used easily to make bombs. But there are other parts of a civilian nuclear program that can. In particular, if Saudi Arabia decides it wants to make its own fuel for its nuclear reactors instead of buying it on the open market, that would require enriching uranium, which uses the same technologies that can be used to enrich uranium for bombs.
I think that would send alarm bells throughout the region. I think they would be interpreted as a move to hedge and to consider building nuclear weapons down the line.
Saudi Arabia hasn't said whether it wants fuel-making technology, but there's plenty of reason to worry. Iran already has it. Thousands of uranium centrifuges, which for now remain under heavy international monitoring. The Trump administration is reportedly negotiating a nuclear cooperation deal with Saudi Arabia. Squassoni says that deal should be carefully crafted.
The big, big question in the background for the U.S. and for all suppliers of nuclear technology to the Saudis is, do we think we have enough controls in place that we can trust them? Since they've been pretty clear about their intentions, should things go bad with Iran.
She hopes the U.S. will seek assurances that Saudi Arabia will not pursue civilian technologies that could allow it to make a bomb. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News, Washington.